Welcome back to the Lowdown on Katy Perry. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I'm so excited for this episode, and you guys are the best. My name is Michael, of course. My socials are at Katy Perry Aesthetic on Instagram and TikTok, as well as at MichaelPerry84 on Twitter if you ever want to hit me up or let me know something. Today's a very interesting episode. We do have a couple things to cover. And we've got some interesting developments with Katy, so let's get right into it. Sorry that we had to wait a little bit for this episode. I've been busy. I finally finished school. I'm going on vacation today, like literally flying out tonight. So I just wanted to get an episode in so that we have at least some content while I'm gone. And then hopefully during the summer, we will have a little bit more regular podcasting going on. So we're going to do that. Today, let's get right into it. Firstly, the most important one, I think, would be Met Gala. So as we know, Met Gala happened first Sunday or Monday of May. Of course, this year happened, and this year's theme was the Gilded Age. Now, a lot of people were a little upset about this because of two reasons. One, during a time of inflation, everyone is kind of struggling financially, kind of like a little bit more stretched to the dollar. They found it that it was really insensitive to do a theme about rich people being extremely rich, and then during a time where there's a lot of financial burdens on families and just regular people. So people kind of thought that was a little tone deaf, where we had a ton of really rich celebrities dressing up as really rich and opulent people in history. So that was one side. Plus, the second side is a lot of the celebrities that went could have done a much better job following the actual theme for the actual theme of the thing for their clothes. For example, some people that I thought did a really good job for fitting in the theme with their outfits was Billie Eilish. I thought she had a really, to the period, time period piece, like it was really great. As well, Blake Lively's was just like, I think, the best one of the night. Katy did also attend, and she was pretty. I wouldn't say she wore anything like jaw-dropping or very noteworthy. I think it was a very safe choice. It did have, I would say it was following theme. She even included a inspirational photo that was of the time period. So I think Katy did a good job. I just think that it wasn't very noteworthy. I don't think I saw any TikToks afterwards, or any of these like magazines that do best and worst dressed. She didn't make really any of the best or worst dressed lists. So I feel like her option was very safe, very pretty, I still think it was interesting. I just think it was a little safe compared to some of her past outfits. And she even said for herself in an interview that right as she was getting on the carpet that like she's, you know, played it kind of safe this year. She has done really great looks in the past, and this year she kind of just wanted to be a little more low-key, which makes sense. It was still really pretty, a little more, like I said, subtle. I feel like everyone there could have, you know, really gone into like time period pieces and looked very, you know, interesting. I think people just don't want to look like they're wearing costumes. They want it to be a little bit more, you know, like modern, but also like pretty and just like kind of look like unique. So that makes sense. So the Met Gala was the Met Gala. It always is as it is. So not really much else to say there. It was, everyone always goes crazy over the fashion and everything. So that's kind of all I can report from the Met Gala. Another really important thing I wanted to talk about was that Katy was spotted in Hollywood leaving a very long meeting. So people are talking and saying that that meeting was likely for either planning or talking about with her label or something regarding KP6. So we are hopefully somewhat in the works of a new album, and that possibly means a tour or just something new coming soon, because anytime she does these really long meetings or anytime she goes to her offices in Hollywood, it's most likely for something for her career. So that's something interesting that we're going to hopefully have on the horizon. You know, Katy, we've seen in the past Katy doing meetings for KP for KP5, for KP4. So we're hopefully getting, a new something soon. We don't know what, but hopefully something good. Let's see what else. Yes. Also, something I wanted to mention was that if you're into podcasts, which obviously, I mean, if you're listening to a podcast right now, you probably like podcasts. I don't know if you know, but Katie is actually coming out with a podcast pretty soon. Not about herself. She's doing a series where she's narrating a podcast on the life of Elizabeth Taylor, who was a famous woman. So she's going over, it's kind of like an autobiography, but it's in podcast format, and Katie will be narrating it, and I think it's coming out really soon. I don't have exact date, I couldn't find one, but you should look out for that whenever she'll probably post it when she's, like, when it comes up. But if you're into podcasts, I'm really excited to hear it. I would love to hear Katie's narration and everything, so that's something exciting coming soon. I know that she said that she spent 1 month in Kentucky just to, like, record it, so that's something interesting. I'm really excited to hear that, so that's something also interesting to, you know, look out for. Recently, just on Tuesday, actually, I was so happy to go to Avril Lavigne. I don't know. I know this is a pop. I know this is mostly a podcast about Katie, but we also cover pop and other things. I went to Avril Lavigne's show here in Canada, where she came. She's currently on a little bit of a Canadian leg of a tour. And then she's going to do the States during the summer. And then into next year, she's coming to Europe. So if you are interested in Avril Lavigne, check out her website to see if she's coming to you. I will say the show was so good. I personally was in the pit, so that's the front section. Of course, I wore N95 masks. Me and my friend wore N95 masks the entire time because COVID is still happening. I'm going, to Europe today. I really didn't want to get COVID before I left. So thankfully, we're all good. The N95 masks were a great idea, so I definitely recommend that if you're going to go into any tour pits. The tour pit was so packed, so many people. But we were so close to Avril. I could see her with my bare eyes, her face, everything. I got amazing shots of videos and photos of her. She did such a great job singing. Like, sometimes I don't think we realize how well people sing until you go and see them live. Like, I remember specifically at the Witness tour, Katie had really great vocals throughout the whole show. So did Avril. I think when artists are, like, in their home court advantage, so, like, when they're in an arena full of their own fans, I think that they have so much more confidence, so much more just comfort when they're singing, that they just, like, really do an amazing job. Whereas when they're on a award show, like the Grammys, the Billboard Music Awards, when there's a ton of their peers, a lot of people that might not be fans, I think that's where their nerves come out and they get a little bit more nervous, or they don't sing as best as they can. So that's something that I noticed. Avril sang such a great set. All of the songs were amazing. And, like, Avril, I wouldn't say is the most popular artist anymore. She definitely is within certain communities, but on main pop radios, main everything, I wouldn't say she's very popular anymore. But in this little town, it's London, Ontario, Canada. It's not even like 500,000 people. Literally, the entire arena was pretty much sold out. And it had like $5,000 person capacity. So it was a pretty big arena. And she completely sold it out. The show was amazing. Like I said, and that's what the thing I love is that, like, even though an artist might be, a little bit more aged, Avril came out as an artist at 18 in 2002, I think her first album was released. It was amazing. First of all, she was a legend. She's Canadian, so a lot of Canadians love her. But, it's just amazing to see. She's like, I've been on this career path and everything for 20 years. And she's still selling out stadiums and everything. So that was really amazing to see. Avril has 7 albums, which I thought was crazy. Like, so it's just refreshing to see that, even though Avril's 37, Katie's also 37. It's refreshing to see that these older artists are still doing their best And I really hope that even when they're 60, 70, they'll still be touring and still be doing things like this for us. Because in my opinion, live music is like one of the biggest treasures humans have. And it's just so amazing to experience your favorite artist right up there in front of you. You know, you see them in the press, you see them in the news, you see them on Instagram, you see them wherever. But when you have them there, like the real person in front of your face singing this your favorite song or a song that you love, there's no other experience like that. So if you're able to, I would always recommend getting as close to the stage as you can so that you can see the artist with your bare eyes, because it's so surreal to see an artist in person like that. So the Avril Lavigne show was absolutely amazing. Every song was great. Her new music is great too. And like the crowd was just like, there was for the encore. So if you don't know what an encore is, once an artist kind of finishes their set and everything, they come out, they go backstage and then they come out for two more songs or one more song or whatever. And the crowd usually cheers for an encore. I'm not joking you. When Avril went out, she's like, okay, thanks guys, have a great night, before her encore, the entire arena felt like they were screaming at the top of their lungs. I'm not joking. If you could hear the sound, the entire arena was like screaming for her to come back out. It was so loud that after the concert on our way home, literally, I just felt my ears so tired. We turned off all the music in the car, like we've made it silent because our ears were so tired, because it's like an hour and a half of really loud music, especially if you're in the front in the pit. So we had to rest our ears, but live music is one of the best treasures we ever have. So I recommend it always. Thankfully, now that COVID is kind of hopefully winding down, we're going to have more opportunities for live music. Hopefully Katie is going to go on a tour so that we can all see her, not just those that can travel to Vegas. You know, so 2022, hopefully we're going to start getting better and better and going back to normal, which is, I think, the best option for everyone. So that's just kind of update on life and just everything. Katie has been doing well with American Idol as well. Really great outfits this season. I think this season specifically with the black hair, I think everything just looks amazing. American Idol is also a very popular show, which I think is in part to Katie, because she is the most entertaining judge. She's also the most wackiest, which is why she's also the most paid. Just everything is beautiful. I'm so excited for the summer. Like with the Avril Lavigne concert the other day, now going to Europe for 3 weeks, it's just amazing. Like, I'm just so excited for life, and I really hope Katie comes out this summer with something new and just kind of feeds us and like everything. It's just amazing. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope that we get something soon that we can all enjoy and, you know, just live life. Just do your best and everything. I'm really excited for the future and for everything that's gonna happen in the future and just everything. I'm just excited. I feel like the world is going back to normal, and that's just an amazing feeling. And everything just feels, anytime summer starts, I'm just like the most happy ever. And then when winter's here, especially in Canada, when there's snow, I just get so depressed because there's no sun and it's so cold. But like when summer, and Canada has hot summers. That's the funny thing about Canada. If you've never been here or you don't know anyone from here, literally we have all four seasons, and all four seasons hit so hard. Winter, snow, cold, dark. Summer, 25 to 30 degrees Celsius, sun all day. Like, we have the most interesting weather ever. Fall is so beautiful, and then spring is so beautiful. It's so weird how Canada's climate is. But anyways, if you're a Canadian, you get what I'm saying. But just to give you an idea of why I'm so happy, it's just because summer is just one of the most amazing things. So anyways, I hope you guys are okay that this is a kind of a shorter podcast. Not as much to talk about, but I just wanted to give you guys something and just to chat with you guys and see you guys again after a couple of months. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I love you all so much. I can't believe so many of you are still listening. You guys are amazing, and I hope you have an amazing day, night, or afternoon wherever you are. I wish you all the happiness for the summer, all the safety, and, you know, let's get back to normal as soon as possible. I hope live music comes back. It's just me rambling on and on about the same things every single podcast, but you know what? I'm having fun as long as you're having fun. So thank you guys so much. Have an amazing day. I love you all. Bye-bye.